Word of Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Today on Word of Life, expect the unexpected. Caught off guard by a tough situation in your life or relationships, we'll help you find your feet. 877-573-7825.
Everyone says they want to have a great marriage and family and personal life. Well, the theology of the body reveals how you can actually achieve it.
More to life.
The happiest couples know how to say I do to each other every moment of every day.
Surprising, relevant, hopeful.
Angela, let's not just settle for stopping your son's behavior.
Exactly. Let's talk about the kind of young man you want to raise.
Practical, theology of the body-based answers for every part of your life.
God's original blueprint didn't include depression and anxiety.
Yeah, that's a human invention. God wants to set you free. Let's talk about making that happen.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to life.
Good morning. You're listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
And I'm Lisa Popchak.
Are you having a hard time keeping your cool, holding on to your peace, or responding well when unexpected challenges, problems, or frustrations come up? Well, we are here to help you deal with whatever is getting under your skin. Our show today is titled Expect the Unexpected. If you find yourself being caught up short, when people disappoint you or frustrate you, when things don't go the way they should, when unexpected, unpleasant surprises greet you in your day, we are here to help you deal with those situations and more. Let's talk it out together at 877-573-7825.
You know, I think that we're all just living in the unexpected all the time right now, aren't we? We always did, but it just seems like somebody's turned up the volume to way past blowing out the speakers level, because we don't ever have a sense of this is going to continue. These patterns will continue, or will they or won't they? Are things going to open? Are things not going to open? Are my kids going to be? I know for a lot of the women that I talk to right now, their kids go to school a couple of days a week, and then they're homeschool virtually a couple of days a week, and it was supposed to be for the first 9 weeks of school, and now things are changing, and there's just this constant, we're expecting the unexpected because we have no idea how things are going to change. But it also changed the moods in their house. It changes how they relate to one another. Things can easily get thrown off from anything from what we're going through now to just, you know, something breaks in the house. It can just really throw us off our game.
And, you know, you might be wondering at first, well, how can I call in about a problem that I'm going to be surprised by? Right, because we're, you know, you expect the unexpected. You know, how do you respond to unpleasant surprises? Well, I don't know, because it hasn't happened yet. But here's the thing: you never underestimate our capacity for being surprised by the same darn thing happening over and over again, and that's really what we're talking about here. You know, most of the things that are irritating surprises are things that happened yesterday and the day before that. But who'd have thunk it? It happened again today. Where'd that come from?
You mean like that constant fight you have with your spouse, or that kid who's particularly obnoxious at a particular time of day or around a particular
thing? Or that work
thing,
situation
or
that happens every single day, and you know, you survive these things, and you think, okay, I made it through. Thank God I don't have to think about it again.
Yeah, just put that behind me.
And then, lo and behold, the next day, what's this? It happened again? What a surprise! Right? You know, we tend to get shocked by the same darn things happening over and over and over again. And we don't have to be. You know, we can acknowledge that they're going to happen again, and that actually gives us power over it. You know, when I share this with my clients, a lot of times they say, well, thanks, Greg, that's really depressing.
I'd
like to think that it's not going to happen again. Well, yeah, but then you're dumb because it happens every day. And then you set yourself up for failure. Don't do that. So don't be dumb.
If we were on Facebook Live right now and you could see my face that he just said
that. I'm not picking on anybody. I'm thinking we all set ourselves up to be stupid in that way. You know, like, it happened yesterday and the day before and the day before that, it's going to happen again.
You know,
and just saying, oh, well, I don't think it's going to happen, so I don't have to prepare for it, sets us up to fail.
You know where I see that happening a lot and people getting on each other's nerves? Date nights.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
And I have to say, early in our marriage, this happened to us, too, where it was like, okay, we're going to have this date night. And when you're really newly married and you're just starting out with it, you once a week, we're going to do this. No, you quickly learn. You go for maybe once a month. And then you're lucky if that happens. But I just remember as we were all couples and our kids were all under the age of, say, 8, right? We'd hope for that date night. We'd plan it out. And then some kid would get sick. Some, you know, sitter wouldn't be available. Some work-related thing would come up and somebody would not be able to make that date night because there was a crisis. And then there was the whole, you know, we're not committed to our marriage. We don't love each other enough. That every single couple that we knew went through instead of saying, all right, we want this date night and this is the plan for it, but we better have a backup plan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's simple things like backup plans that can help us not be thrown off the horse when the unexpected inevitably happens.
Well, and the theology of the body actually has a lot to say about this, you know, because unpleasant surprises or problems and challenges do tend to knock us off balance.
It really does. And we respond badly to these situations because we tend to react to them rather than respond to them. It can sometimes feel like we don't have a choice. But it doesn't actually have to be that way. The theology of the body reminds us that in every moment, we really do have the power to make a choice.
We can choose to practice receptivity. And what that means is choosing to be intentional in the moment, remembering to call on God's grace, and consciously trying to lean into being the person God wants us to be. Or the alternative choice is to live reactively, letting the chaos of the moment and our feelings just carry us away. And the more we live reactively, the less we can hear God's voice, the less we can feel connected to His grace, the less we can feel confident in ourselves. You know, ultimately, if we live reactively, life becomes just a series of moments in which we feel constantly overwhelmed and powerless.
Sound familiar? I hate that feeling.
It's a terrible feeling. We've all been there, but it's awful. And if we can reconnect with our receptive selves, especially in the face of unexpected frustrations, challenges, or problems, we can begin to gain control of our lives and our reactions and start to feel like the whole healed, godly, grace-filled, powerful, competent people that we're meant to be, even in the face of the truly unexpected. So today on More to Life, we are helping you deal with those problems that get under your skin, even though they happen over and over and over and over and over again. You never seem to expect them, and they always knock you off your feet. Well, we are here to help you deal with those situations effectively. 877-573-7825.
So if you're still reeling from unexpected things happening in your life, if you're trying to heal from those unexpected things, whether it's heal interiorly or those relationships that were affected by those unexpected things that happened, that affair that happened, that betrayal that happened, anything like that, we're here to help you through it today. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
Let's take our concerns to the Lord. And then we'll start taking your calls. In the name of the Father,
and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we come into your presence and we thank you for the opportunity to spend this time with you. And Lord, we bring to you all those situations that are either truly unexpected, that knock us on our behinds, or those situations that keep happening over and over again and we're never ready for them. Those people who are constant irritations, those situations that constantly surprise us, and they've happened over and over again, and yet it's always a shock when it happens, and we're never ready. Help us, Lord, to know how to respond gracefully to those situations, to stop living in a state of reactivity where we just get carried away by the frustration of the moment, the feelings that overwhelm us, and instead learn to bring those situations to you, to pause, to take that breath, to offer up that prayer, to ask for your grace, so that we can respond rather than react, and respond in ways that help us to glorify you, that work for the good of those involved, and help us be our best selves in every situation, so that no matter what happens, even in those truly unpleasant, surprising situations, we can be the people you are calling us to be. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in the name of the Father,
and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on Mortal Life, expect the unexpected. Whether you've been caught off guard by a genuinely tough situation that you were not expecting, someone letting you down or betraying you in some way, something that just blew up that you were counting on working, or if you're dealing with something that, you know, it just happens over and over again, but it always seems to surprise you when it does. No matter how often this person is rude to you, no matter how often this situation goes south, you just never expect it. We want to help you deal with all of that gracefully and respond rather than react in ways that help you be the person that God is calling you to be. Let's talk it out. 877-573-7825.
We're talking now with Jenna, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Chicago.
Hey, Jenna. Welcome to More to Life.
Hello. I have a 15, almost 16-year-old daughter who's been struggling with anxiety and depression, is right now in a day program, and has is a very spiritual, faithful prayer of the rosary nightly, and has a very good heart. She was introduced to vaping and also smoking marijuana, unfortunately, through a sister, an older sister, and she has been told not, you know, that vaping is not acceptable in our home, and I just last night found a whole bunch of vaping paraphernalia in her room, and I'm
She's self-medicating, right? So she, you know, you say she's in a day program for anxiety and depression.
Right.
So this
is
part of her self-medicating. So how have you addressed it with her so far? Have you spoken with the people that are responsible for her treatment at the day program?
I have not, because I found it late last night, and we're supposed to have a meeting today. Because I believe that she, you know, she sees the value, and, you know, she did say, oh, you know, earlier, like, can I just go to the counselor? And I said, well, I think that, you know, you looking at it daily is really helping you. Do you think it is? And then the other day she said, yeah, that she agreed, you know, because
and
she
you're
has to
having,
address it. It's not
something- Jenna, you're having a meeting with her today. Will that include her counselor?
Yes.
Okay, good.
But yeah, so, I don't, it's that whole thing of, okay, like, do I don't want to surprise her, but I also know that may get a huge reaction. What do you mean you found it, right? Like, and I'm
no, I think it needs to come out in the meeting. I mean, I don't, you know, there's no way to really, to do this where she's not going to be, you know, angry or frustrated or upset. She's ashamed. And, you know, and she knows that it's wrong. She knows you're not going to approve of it. And so whenever you come out and, you know, address it in the meeting, she's going to be upset as a way of deflecting.
And again, it's better to do it in the meeting where the counselor is there to help hold that together and not let her just spin out of control, instead of, like, giving her a heads up about it while you're still at home, where she can end up escalating.
Well, and then also she either dreads the meeting or resists it or gets, you know, runs away. Or, you know, so handle it in the meeting with the therapist. But I'd like you to handle it along the lines of what I just said. It's like, look, you know, I understand the vaping is a problem, the use of the marijuana is a problem, but it's because you're self-medicating for the anxiety and the depression. It's a cry for help. I understand that. it's not okay that you do it. We've got to figure out a way to respond to this by giving you healthy ways to deal with your anxiety and your depression. What do you need from me as your mom, from your family in general, to help you handle whatever it is that you're going through? The other thing, Jenna, I'm glad that she's in a day program, but I want to make sure that you guys as a family are really working together in this program, because teens, generally speaking, don't respond terrifically well to individual therapy. They just don't have the maturity to really work with the suggestions that the counselor is giving them and do it all on their own without support. So make sure that you're an active part of her treatment, and that you're figuring out that the counselor is empowering you as her mom and hopefully working with her dad as well to be able to know how you can be her primary support. So for instance, and I'm not suggesting that you work with us, I want you to stay where you're at, but just to give you an example, in CatholicCounselors.com, anytime a parent, writes us and says, do you work with kids or teens? We say yes, but we always work with the parents as well, because our goal is not to, quote-unquote, fix the kid. It's to help the parents know how to be the kid's primary support.
To disciple them into a healthier life.
Because, long after you're rid of us, you need to still be in a relationship, a healthy relationship with your kid. And they need to know that they can turn to you to get the help and support that they need to grow up to be healthy grown-ups. And so that's the job of any good counselor, to really help the parents support their child and lead them, and as you said, Lisa, disciple their child into a healthy adulthood. So, in times of crisis, sometimes a child will get involved in a hospital program or a day hospital program. That's good. I recommended that all the time. But you want to make sure that the family is as involved as possible, because ultimately, she needs to be able to know that she can come to the grown-ups in her life, you in particular, and know that she's going to be able to get the support, the love, the listening, the encouragement, and the help that she needs to handle the stuff that is causing this depression and anxiety in her life.
And I would like to just, before we let you go, Jenna, just check your perspective and the way you're using your language on this, because I hear this from so many parents. During the course of your laying out the situation, you said she knows it's not acceptable in our house. Okay? Now, you were just setting it down. I'm not holding you to those words like they're your gospel truth. But I warn every parent, if you're coming at your kid, no matter the age of the kid, with, this is not allowed in our house, the underlining message to that is, but you can get away with whatever you want outside with your friends. You can do whatever you want once you turn 18. The language is, it's you have to follow my rules. I would love for you to start looking at talking to her and visualizing her when you think about solving these problems, with an eye toward, this isn't healthy for you, sweetheart. I want what's best for you, what's going to make you happiest, healthiest, and to be able to live the holiest life. This isn't healthy for you. What do we need to do to help you feel better? Anytime we set down any kind of rules of morality or well-being for our kids, we have to deliver it in a way that doesn't set it up as an arbitrary rule, but has to be really intentionally vocalized as, I'm working for your good because I love you and because you're worth it.
So again, don't treat this as a behavior problem, all right? This is a cry for help. Acknowledge it as a problem, but it's look, honey, I understand that you are doing this because you are hurting, and we need to be able to address that hurt in a healthier way. And if we leave it up to you, you're going to do self-destructive things like this. What do you need from us to support you more effectively so that we can leave this behind and work with her and her counselor to figure out that plan? Thanks for the call. We got to go to break, but when we come back, we're continuing to take your calls about dealing effectively with those unexpected problems. Either those betrayals or truly unexpected blow-ups in your life that you just did not see coming, or those situations that consistently get under your skin, no matter how often they happen, and you survive them and you think, okay, that's done with, thank God, I don't have to think about it anymore. you know, and then tomorrow it happens, and the next day it happens again, the next day it happens again. It's the same thing over and over and over again. We want to help you deal with those unexpected and unpleasant surprises in more effective ways. Let's talk it out together. 877-573-7825. When we come back, in addition to taking your calls, we'll be joined by Sue Muldoon, who is a counselor, a pastoral minister, and with her husband Tim, the author of several books, including Reclaiming Family Time. She's going to be sharing with us some tips for dealing with those unpleasant surprises. Stick around for that and a whole lot more when More to Life continues after the break.
This Ave Maria program is brought to you in part by the nonprofit CMF Curo.
As a pro-life Catholic, you don't support abortion, so why would you support a healthcare company that does? At CMF Curo, we believe there's a better way of doing healthcare. We partner with one of the country's leading health-sharing ministries so you can get authentically Catholic pro-life healthcare. Find out if CMF Curo is right for you. Call 833-GET-CURO. That's 833-GETCURO. Or visit MyCatholicHealthcare.com. Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria mutual funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria mutual funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria mutual funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Are you looking for certainty amid uncertainty? Are you feeling a financial crunch? Do you need something to help you educate the youth in goodness? The Dominican Sisters of Mary, Mother of the Eucharist, have a solution. Our video series, Cultivating the Virtues, God Gives the Growth, is a free, yes, that's right, a free online course that can be used anywhere at any time. Check out this free answer to your uncertainty by visiting sistersofmary.org and click on Cultivating the Virtues.
This program is brought to you in part by the support of MVP Realty Associates, helping people find homes in the town of Ave Maria, Florida. The town of Ave Maria has a water park, golf courses, restaurants, medical and retail stores, and is located 20 minutes from Naples. New construction and resale homes are available. More information about the town of Ave Maria and the vision of Domino's Pizza founder Tom Monahan is available from Greg Musumano at 239-825-6958.
Welcome back, and thanks for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today's show is titled Expect the Unexpected. Whether you have been caught off guard by a truly unexpected situation, like a betrayal or something that just did not go as planned, or it's something that happens all the time, but you're just never ready for it. We want to help you deal with those situations more effectively. Let's talk it out together. 877-573-7825. Right now, we're going to be joined by Sue Muldoon. She is a counselor, a pastoral minister, and the author of several books with her husband, Tim Muldoon. One of those books, of course, is Reclaiming Family Time. And Sue is here today to talk to us about how we can cultivate an attitude that allows us to be ready for those unexpected situations. Hey, Sue, welcome to More to Life.
Great to be here. Thanks so much.
You know, so I think people really struggle because, you know, like, well, how can I expect the unexpected? You know, I don't have to live in this sort of constant state of anxiety. But that's not what it takes to be in a place where you can be receptive. Talk to us a bit about that.
Yeah, we're not asking ourselves to do the impossible by knowing what's coming, but by trying to be open to what God has for us each day, recognizing that, you know, we have all the natural capacity to plan and to try to control what's happening and to think we have some sense of looking into the future, whether it's that, you know, what's happening that day or what's coming up, recognizing that the natural order of life is that we cannot always be in control, and that if we're asking God to be present to us, then giving us that sense of, okay, something's coming in that I'm not in control of, but that's okay because I'm recognizing how can I ask God to be present to this situation, and what is God asking of me of how to bring love to the people that are challenging me or the situation that's challenging me at that time. And if we, you know, we have that thing like, oh, this is so not what I needed right now, you know, kind of allowing ourselves to acknowledge that
that it's hard, that it's difficult, that it's disruptive, and that it's okay that we don't just flow naturally into it, but we take a step back and allow ourselves to breathe, to calm our body down, and to ask for grace in responding and saying, I'm not in charge. I'm not in charge, but I don't have to be in charge because God is, and allow that to be that little moment of calming our body down, inviting God into it, and saying, this isn't what I wanted. It's not what I'm hoping for, but I'm bringing the hope that God can allow me to be used in this time.
Well, what I like about what you're saying is, you know, so often we react to these unpleasant situations by trying to get control of the situation, and that inevitably just makes it even worse. What you're really suggesting, I think, is that instead of reaching externally when we have those reactions or, you know, those unpleasant things happen, the first thing we need to do is go internal and get control of our body, slow down our mind, bring the situation to God so that we can receive the grace he wants to give us, and then respond to the external situation. But the first step is really to go inside and then go to God, if I'm hearing you correctly.
Exactly. Sometimes we want to think, how do I fix this? How do I manage it? What do I do to get back in control? And if we jump right to that, then our anxiety is raised. Whereas if we allow ourselves to, you know, accept how hard it is and to ask for help and to go into our internal and our spiritual resources, that will help us to be able to have some resilience in responding to the situation.
Excellent tips. Sue, thank you so much for that reminder of where we can find our strength in those unpleasant and surprising moments that we'd rather not have to deal with. Of course, Sue, again, is a counselor, pastoral minister, and the author, with her husband Tim, of several books, including Reclaiming Family Time. Check it out. We are taking your calls at 877-573-7825 about those unpleasant surprises. Are you frustrated with your response to those situations? Let's talk it out. 877-573-7825.
Get more information on today's guest and download the program from the Ave Maria Radio website, avemariaradio.net. And when your local radio signal is out of reach, listen live on the Ave Maria Radio app.
Bishop Robert Barron on the priesthood.
Not everyone who's attracted to the Lord and to a life of service is necessarily meant to be a priest. So there's all kinds of forms. I mean, from, let's say, the Brotherhood, if you want to stay within a formal religious context, but then all kinds of ministries within a parish, all kinds of lay ministries that you can do. So not everyone's called to the priesthood. A priest is someone who is dedicated, devoted to ongoing study and ongoing prayer, to be a spiritual father. As Pope Benedict said, one of his wisest remarks, he said, people want many things from a priest, but what they want above all is someone who's a master of the spiritual life. Hey, I'm great at this ministry, and hey, I'm great at organizing this meeting, and hey, I'm great. Fine, but ultimately what the people want is you're a master of the spiritual life. You got to be, therefore, trained in prayer and theology and spirituality and so on.
EWTN. Live truth. Live Catholic.
If you believe in the power of prayer, Ave Maria Radio invites you to look at their website to submit a prayer request at avemariaradio.net. Your prayer requests are shared with hundreds at the Dominican Sisters of Mary, Mother of the Eucharist, the Servants of God's Love, the Monastery of the Blessed Sacrament Cloistered Nuns, the Family of Faith Apostolate, and the staff of Ave Maria Radio. Just go to avemariaradio.net and click on the Community tab to submit your prayer request today.
Support for Ave Maria programming comes in part by CatholicCounselors.com. Self-help resources and support from Catholic telecounselors from the privacy of home. CatholicCounselors.com, helping your faith, life, and relationships flourish.
Hi, this is Lisa Popcheck. Piles of research show that what kids really need to grow up happy and healthy is you, the parents. Being an involved, loving, present parent who builds a trust-filled relationship with your child is the first line of defense between him and the rest of the world. But this has to start at the very beginning. Respond to your infant or toddler's needs promptly, generously, and consistently. Don't make them work for your attention. Trust the feeding and sleeping schedule God built into your unique and unrepeatable baby, instead of imposing arbitrary schedules on your child. Prompt, generous, and consistent response to your child's needs will lay the foundation for a strong parent-child relationship from the start and allow you to grow in virtue by practicing heroic, self-donative love. You are your child's best hope for a healthy life full of joy. For more on raising happy, healthy kids, visit moretoliferadio.com.
Welcome back, folks. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
And I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today's show is titled Expect the Unexpected. Whether you've been caught off guard by a truly unexpected situation, like a betrayal, or some situation that was going along fine until it wasn't, or you're dealing with a situation or person that happens over and over and over and over and over and over again, and you're just never ready for it. You know, that person who, they're always rude, but you always think, they're going to be nicer this time, and then they aren't. You know, that work situation that's frustrating every day, and you think, today's going to be different, and then it's not.
I love the way you're like, or a person that happens over and over and over again, and people are chuckling, I know they are, because that happens, right? You're like, oh, Grandma happened again. Oh, Aunt Sue, just you know. your spouse comes home, you're in a crummy mood. What's the matter, dear? Oh, my sister happened again. You know,
we know that
routine. But the problem is when we can say that, my sister happened again, and your spouse gets it or your kids get it, then we have stopped expecting that to happen. We're saying, oh, it was so unexpected that my sister happened again. But there are ways we can cope with people and things that do happen again.
Yeah, we need to stop being surprised by the same darn thing happening again and again and again. And so there are ways to respond receptively, to not react, right? But rather to respond gracefully to those people and situations that are constantly setting us back on our heels. Let's talk it out. 877-573-7825.
We're talking now with Rachel, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Missouri.
Hey, Rachel, welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Good morning. So, I feel really stupid and it might be kind of petty, but my daughter is just under years old, and every morning I wake up and I have to make my husband's lunch for his work.
Okay.
And she just absolutely refuses to be put down, and she'll just cry and cry and cry. Okay. And even this morning, I'm trying to make pancakes, and she, like, will not get off my hip. Like, so I've come to expect it. I read one of your books, and it's, like, come to expect it. So, like, that's helped. But how am I supposed to get all this stuff done and not have to just, like, crying? Because it makes me feel terrible. It's like, I am paying attention to you. I'm sorry.
Sure.
First of all, it's not silly.
Yeah, let me tell you right off the bat.
Don't feel stupid.
You're not stupid.
Yeah, no.
You know, one of the things that people never tell new parents, new mothers especially, is that having a child, especially a child, I'm going to say under the age of 3, but especially a child under the age of 1, is like getting your arms chopped off. Because you can't use them anymore. They're full. And it's like suddenly being a double amputee. And you're thinking, how in the world do I get anything done, because this child needs to be held all the time. And it really is important to kind of know that and give yourself the grace to say, this is going to be different. I have to figure out ways to do this, but it's okay. It's not just me and my baby. I'm not doing something wrong. My baby isn't weird. This is sort of part and parcel of the development of a baby.
And for the first year of life, babies really don't know that they're separate from you. Yeah, you know, that sounds weird to us, but think about it. You know, she grew inside of you for the first year of her life. So she needs at least a year and a half to 2 years before she realizes when she's born that you're not just part of her body, right? And just imagine for a minute if your arm just started to, like, randomly floating around in space. So you'd be a little freaked out by that, right? Well, you know, that's what happens with babies. When we put them down, they think, wait a minute, part of me has left. That's a trauma. Now, I don't mean to suggest that you can't ever put her down.
Right.
I'm just saying that that's what it feels like to her. So it's not your kid is weird or that you're a failure as a mother.
So it's
just developmentally.
And the reason we're saying this is because your self-talk on this is, I should be able to fill in the blank. I'll be honest. For me, it's I should be able to have everything perfect, look great, make my husband's lunch, and everything should look like it does on YouTube or on Instagram. And you know what? That stuff is all set up, and every parent struggles with this because every child needs to be held. So a few things here. I remember when I was going through this, I don't know if it's still out there, but I'm saying search for this kind of idea. There was a cookbook out there. Darn it, it's like in my kitchen, still on a shelf. I wish I could like run and get it. But it was written by two moms who did a book, something called The One-Arm Cook, because it was for moms whose other arm was full of a baby, and you could only like dump stuff in and stir with one hand. There are resources out there like that for meals. You need to look for stuff like that in terms of meals. Wearing your baby. I have a good neighbor down the street who has 8 kids, and every time I was in her kitchen, her kids were on her back in like a backpack carrier or on a good wrap. That really helps. Making sure that you're not rushing off to make your husband's lunch before you have nursed this baby, changed this baby, and spent some time with eye contact with this baby, and then put the baby in the carrier while you make the lunch. Or, I'm going to say this, he's a full-grown man. Maybe during this time, it's time for him to start making his own lunch.
Yeah, or you know, if you really want to do this as a loving thing, make it the night before. You know,
when he can hold the baby.
Yeah, when he can, exactly.
If the baby will, you know, because there are times babies don't want daddy. They still want mommy. But if you're trying to do it and he can see that this is a struggle, then maybe he'll come alongside and say, oh, honey, this is ridiculous. I can make my own lunch. It's fine.
Or you know what? It's very nice to make pancakes, but maybe this isn't the time for you to make pancakes. Maybe you want to make something else that's a little easier on you. It's okay to adjust those expectations downward, because for this time, your baby needs you to be there and be with her, and that's okay.
You know what? And I agree with my husband 100%, but I'm going to delete the word downward. It's just differently.
Okay.
Because you're
expectations. To, yeah,
it's not downward. It's actually upward. It's saying, my baby, raising this little human being that God has graced me with, that I have prayed to have, that women all over the world are praying for a child for. This moment in time, when this child needs me so intensely, is the grandest, most spiritual thing I can do in the moment. So if I am throwing in frozen stuff in the toaster oven for breakfast, or I get that pancake batter for a whole week made when my husband can be there, or when the baby is sleeping and I'm actually not desperate for a nap, and I stick it in the refrigerator in a squeeze bottle so I can hold her with one arm and just flip them with the other so I can get stuff done, that's all incidental. What your baby is going to remember forever is the contact she had with you, the connection she felt, the love that she felt. She's not going to remember that mom made pancakes. She's not going to, it's not as important as we think it is as stay-at-home moms when we're making this adjustment. It's not downward. It's actually upward toward relationship, toward a deeper spirituality, and you need to give yourself some grace on that. And I am going to beg you, Rachel, and I'm not selling you anything because it's completely free, come on over to momfidence.org. That's momfidence.org. For moms at every age and every stage. It is my podcast and blog. I put something out there every few weeks, and it's just a place where we can affirm each other in truly being moms and the spirituality that comes along with that, instead of having check off all the boxes of the house being perfect, the meals being perfect, all of that stuff that we just beat ourselves up with. But you can do this. Get yourself a carrier that you're comfortable with, whether that's a sling or a wrap or a backpack, or have several. It's much more important than any other baby paraphernalia that you can have. Make sure you're meeting her immediate needs first, and then anything you try to take on is after that, because you can't stall out a hungry baby or a wet baby or a baby who hasn't felt connected to get something
done. But seriously, you know, Lisa made the comment in passing, you know, that maybe your husband can make his lunch. And it's okay to ask that. You know, it's okay to expect that support.
Now.
You know, it's not about, well, he can get it. I don't know.
It's honey,
you guys are in this together.
Season, yeah. And for now, I will get back to making you lunches when this child can sit in a high chair and color for a while. But until we're in that stage, we're going to need to change some things up. What can you help out with? What can you take on so that we can both be more present to her?
You have a beautiful heart, but I could tell just in the 45 seconds we talked to you that you're a little bit of a perfectionist. And you're going to run yourself so well. Yeah. And you want to give yourself that break. Look, I'm going to encourage you to pick up a copy of Then Comes Baby. You mentioned that you read
Very
one of our books.
Very good idea.
But check out Then Comes Baby, which is about really surviving and thriving in the first 3 years of parenthood. And it's not just about infant care, baby care. It's about marriage care. It's about self-care. It's about how do you find that balance, you know, where you can be there for your kids, but also not lose your mind. All right. And just really walk through that with your husband. Then Comes Baby, the Catholic Guide to Surviving and Thriving in the First 3 Years of Parenthood. You can pick that up at CatholicCounselors.com.
And in addition to momfidence.org, you can follow me on Facebook and Instagram at momfidenceofficial, and you can even DM us over there. We can get some moms talking about how they did this. We can help you and support you through this. Rachel,
really good community
you're
there.
A great mom. Your heart is in the right place. You're a great wife. Your heart is in the right place. It's just finding the balance. And right now, at this age, know that it's a little like finding your balance during an earthquake. You know, the ground will settle. You will be able to stand upright again. But give yourself the acknowledgement that right now your world's in a little bit of an earthquake as your child grows so fast and needs so much. But things will be better.
And if you need any more support, don't hesitate to call us here again on the program. Rachel, we're here for you. 877-573-7825. We are talking with you today about expecting the unexpected, whether it is some truly unexpected problem that has set you back, you know, a betrayal, someone surprises you unpleasantly by letting you down, or a situation, you know, that you thought was going to go well, didn't, and now you don't know what to do. Or, you know, like some of our other callers here today, you know, there's something that happens every day or some person that happens every day, and you know, you keep thinking, it's going to be better tomorrow. It's going to be better tomorrow. And then it's not. And you're surprised. Well, how do we deal with that gracefully? Let's talk it out. 877-573-7825. As we head out to our break, it's time for our scripture of the day, which comes to us from Philippians 4, 6, and 7.
Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
Amen. And if, I mean, I know most of you are familiar with this verse. It's a very popular verse. But I want to hit one part of this where it says, you know, make your requests known by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. What does that look like?
It's not, oh, thank you, God, for making me feel so miserable. It's
no,
not that.
No, it's, Lord, I'm really frustrated with this situation. I need your help, and I thank you for all the other times you've been there for me and all the other things you've seen me through, and I trust that you will guide me through this now as well. That's what Philippians is asking you to do. And when you do that kind of prayer, when you bring the present situation to God, mindful of those other times that God has been present and all the other things he's carried you through, then what happens? Well, the last part of the verse, the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. We claim that peace, not by magic, but by intentionally bringing ourselves into the presence of God and reminding ourselves that God has always been there. He's going to be there now, and it's going to work out, just like all those other times when we weren't sure it was going to work out, worked out. And that sets our minds to rights in the present moment. So let's read that again. Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7.
Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
So much there. Philippians 4, 6 and 7 for anybody who wants to look it up and write it down today.
We are continuing to take your calls about responding well to those unpleasant surprises and unpleasant people. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. More to Life will be back right after this break.
Are you hungry for college football this fall? Hailing from sunny Southwest Florida, the Ave Maria Gyrenes will take on their Sun Division opponents for exciting and hard-hitting football. All games can be live-streamed by going to avemaria.edu and clicking on the live-stream football button. This Saturday, the Gyrenes try to crown Warner at 7 p.m. Tune in for great college football played by an authentic Catholic university, avemaria.edu.
This program is brought to you in part by Charity Mobile, a proud partner of Ave Maria Radio for over 15 years. Charity Mobile is the pro-life cell phone company and has sent nearly $2 million to thousands of pro-life charities. 4G LTE coverage is available nationwide, and 5% of your monthly plan price goes to your favorite pro-life charity. A video introduction is available at CharityMobile.com. Charity Mobile, everyday living, effortless giving. CharityMobile.com.
Hi there, I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
And I'm Lisa Popchak.
Research shows that when families openly live and share their faith together, they're more able to respond positively to the challenges they face every day.
So if you're looking for help in creating that joyful place where each member of your family experiences life as a gift from God, then you will want to check out our book, Discovering God Together, The Catholic Guide for Raising Faithful Kids.
You can find this book on the store page at AveMariaRadio.net.
More to Life is underwritten by the following nonprofit organization. Real Estate for Life. Buying or selling your home or business property? Real Estate for Life can connect you to one of 900 pro-life real estate agents around the world. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 80% of the referral check to Ave Maria Radio and Students for Life. More information at realestateforlife.org or 877-LIFE-US1. That's realestateforlife.org.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Welcome back, and thanks for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today on More to Life, we're talking about dealing with the unexpected, those either situations that have perhaps set you back, you know, really just thrown you for a loop and you're not sure how to recover, or those people or situations that happen over and over and over again and are always frustrating and you never see it coming, even though you know you should. How do you deal with those situations and people more effectively? Let's talk it out. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Kathleen, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Minnesota.
Hey, Kathleen. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Hi. Good morning. I absolutely love your show, and it's an honor to have your input into my life. I just listen to you guys often, and I just think you're so wise.
Oh, you are so
very
kind.
Sweet. Thank you so much for that. Well, what can we do for you?
Yeah. Well, we have six children, and two have been adopted.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the two has chosen a difficult route for, you know, I don't know that she would think it was, but they did. And so anyway, but it's always that one that seems to land in the pot of spaghetti and splashes everything all over. And it's like, when do you say enough? I mean, she's in her mid-20s. Whenever we talk, there has to be an argument that she delights in creating. She's in the middle of, I think she's been in recovery now for several years and doing well with that. But is there a
recovery from drugs and alcohol or what?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Yes. It was alcohol.
So let me try to narrow this down a little bit, Kathleen, because you're sort of describing it in very, and I don't understand why, but in very global terms. Is there a specific situation that you'd like to set better boundaries around, or do you just need to set, or are you saying you need to set boundaries around the whole relationship?
I think we need to set boundaries around the whole relationship. It's the point where I am no longer healthy, and I want to be healthy. I want to be present for my other kids and my grandkids, and it keeps recycling itself.
And it's just destroying you. Now, Kathleen, your daughter's been in recovery for quite a while. Were you specifically, or you and your other family members, ever part of that recovery system? Did you go to meetings? And how did that fare for you guys? Was it helpful, even a tiny bit?
Everything, yeah. Right. I mean, we understand it. We give the grace. Nothing changed. I think there's attachment issues with that.
Okay.
You know.
So here's what I want you to do. All right. When we're setting any boundaries, and I talk more about this, and God help me, these people are driving me nuts. But it's, you know, the goal of setting boundaries isn't to cut somebody out. It's to kind of, it's like a plant. You know, if you have a rose bush, you have to cut it back in order for it to bloom, right? So the whole point of boundaries isn't to get somebody out of your life. It's to trim the relationship back so that you can identify a healthy way forward. Now, there are some people who are just so unhealthy that we have to cut them out, and Jesus even gives us permission to do that. He talks about, you know, in Matthew 18, that process of you go to your neighbor and you bring them your concern, and if that doesn't get worked out, then you find an intermediary, and if that doesn't work, then you bring it to the church, and if that doesn't work, then you shake the dust from your feet. So, you know, it is perfectly allowable under certain circumstances, you know, to say, you know, certain relationships aren't going to be healed this side of heaven. But wherever possible, it's good to use boundaries in a way that leaves a door open for healing in the future. And so what I suggest to people is to ask, what are the contexts or the circumstances that allow you to be safe with this person? And you might initially say, well, gosh, there isn't any. But think about it. You know, are you okay talking on the phone with her for 10 minutes, but not for 20? Well, if so, limit your calls to 10 minutes and find a reason to get off after that. You know, are you able to get together with her as long as one of your other kids is around? You know, or are you able to get together with her just alone if none of the other kids are around and it works then? If so, limit your relationship to that. Are you able to talk about these topics safely but not those topics? If so, limit your relationship to the topics you can address. And when she tries to wander off into other things, say, you know, that's not an okay topic for us. We don't tend to handle that well. So I'd rather not deal with that. We can talk about these things. And so you focus your boundaries on what are the contexts or situations where I can deal safely with this person. And when I say safe, I don't just mean physically safe. I mean, you don't have to spend the rest of the day putting yourself back together again. Right? And you limit your relationship to those things. You don't have to tell her that you're going to do it. You just do it.
No, it's best that you don't, actually, because telling her would just stir things up more. It's about coming to these conclusions within yourself and giving yourself permission to work for your healthy balance and the healthy balance of the relationship so that that's in your mind and you know where you're going with it.
Now, at some point, that might solve it all. Okay, and she might be perfectly happy to have that relationship with you, and you might not be completely happy, but at least it's a safe relationship. But she might at some point complain and say, how come, you know, every time I call you, you're like jumping off the phone after 10 minutes, or you won't talk about those topics with me, or, you know, you won't get together with me unless there's somebody else. What's that about? You know, at which point you can say, I would really love to have more of a relationship with you. I'd love to be able to talk about those things, or I'd love to be able to stay on the phone with you longer, or I'd love to be able to go out with you one-on-one. But in order to do that, I would need to see X, Y, or Z from you. And because I can't always trust that I'm going to see X, Y, or Z from you, I don't feel safe going there with you. You know, can we talk about that? Because if you'd be willing to If you'd be willing to work on that with me, I would really love to be able to do those things with you. But up until now, that's not been possible. What do you say? And then if she says, well, that's ridiculous, I can't believe you would do it, then you've got your answer. Or if she says, well, okay, yeah, I'd like to work on that. Now you have a way forward. Either way, you're still safe, right? So the boundary isn't, I'm going to cut her off, because that's an emotional thing. And then, you know, a week later when you're calm, you're going to feel guilty about it, and you're going to let her back in, and the whole cycle's going to start all over again. You want to set your boundaries based on, you know, what are the contexts or situations in which I can deal with her and still feel emotionally safe, and limit the relationship to that until she says something about it. Then say, okay, well, look, this is what we would need to do in order to move forward with that. How do you feel about that? And leave the choice to her. That gives you a way to heal the relationship while keeping yourself safe in the meantime. We do talk about more of these kind of guidelines in my book, God Help Me, These People Are Driving Me Nuts, Making Peace with Difficult People. You can check that out at CatholicCounselors.com. While you're there, learn more about all the other resources we offer, including the Pastoral Solutions Institute's telephone counseling practice, where you can work with a faithful, professional Catholic counselor to help you transform your marriage, family, or personal life. Learn more at CatholicCounselors.com. And then get out there and celebrate the life you were meant to live, because with God's grace, there is so much more to life. Have a blessed day, folks. Take care.
You've been listening to More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popchak. More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio, and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Our producer is Dan McGraw. For copies of this program or for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.